You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everyone. Tim McMaster here along with our MLB.com Marlins reporter, Joe Fusaro. And Joe, I know it's been an impossible week for the Marlins dealing with the tragic death of Jose Fernandez last Sunday morning. And, of course, you're right there in it as a beat reporter. So, first of all, thanks for taking some time to do the podcast this week because I know it's been a tough week.
Yeah, it's been, incredibly difficult and moving and, just being around the team and knowing Jose on a personal level and, just this devastating news. And, it's something that really, you hear the cliches about family, and it's like that's exactly what happened. The community and this at so many fronts, this is a really, really devastating week and time for the Marlins.
Joe, from Monday's emotional game against the Mets and, of course, D. Gordon's home run, which was a surreal thing, and then obviously the memorial on Wednesday, funeral service on Thursday, and then the team had that day off before they go to D.C. How much do you think it's helped these players, helped this team, the fact that we are in the season and they've kind of had each other this whole week?
Well, that part's helped, but, their off day is going to a funeral. So I don't know how much of a, an off day that is, especially to, their own, So it's hard to really tend to find the silver lining in any of it, except for that it was close to the end of the year, because you're going to find a lot of people just ready for Sunday to come and go and heading to the off season that fell short of where they wanted it to go, the playoffs. But it's, they saw a larger than life, experience that many, no one, like Terry Collins told Don Mattingly, sorry he had to go through it. No one should have to go through it. And it's obvious no one should have to go through something like this with someone of any age, but especially a 24-year-old at the height, just starting to break through and be what he might have been in terms of, community, obviously in terms of the game and the branding of this game internationally. And just what he meant to so many people. That's what I'm taking from the weekend, just being at the memorial at Marlins Park the other day and seeing people young and old, people his age, a couple of years younger than him, and then seeing older people talking to some, Cuban Americans born in Cuba who made their way here and what he means to them, and seeing people weep and collapse pretty much to the ground in tears on someone they never even met, but just, love as a baseball player. So, it's kind of hard to get any solace in anything, except for I will say this, if, like Giancarlo said the other day, he didn't think the team could get any closer together, and they really did. And everything you saw Monday night, pre and post game, all kind of just happened organically, as they said, and everything from the heart. And somehow they're going by on fumes. It's really kind of unfortunate that to play, because they're, for them to play not, this game's difficult enough to play with everything right, but to play either on minimal sleep, clearly with their mind distracted is kind of hard to watch that aspect of it.
Yeah, and the Mets were such a big part of it on Monday night and through that series as well, Joe. And you mentioned the effect he had on people, and listening to Scott Boras speak Thursday at the funeral. Scott Boras is a guy that I think people envision as this just cutthroat agent, but to listen to him talk about Jose the person, that was really powerful, I thought, as well. So the team won on Monday, obviously fueled by, I think, just emotion and heart, and then they lose on Tuesday and Wednesday. Now they go to D.C. It seemed like they just kind of ran out of that gas in those other two games. How does this team rally to play three more games this weekend?
Yeah, Tim, they're doing it basically, like you said, on adrenaline, on fumes, and the fact that this is what they do. They play baseball. It's, as Tom Mattingly said, it's kind of their safe space. And, if there's anything that we've kind of drawn from this, is this team was really tight. And Giancarlo said the other day, he goes, I didn't know if this team could get any tighter. And and they clearly did. And you know, we're seeing their their resolve clearly. And you know, another thing I found interesting is, you know, a lot of the players talked about the fun Jose had playing. Now, players, everyone has their own personality. Obviously, Jose Fernandez's personality was that of outgoing. He was a showman. He was an entertainer, and he played with his level of fire, and no one should be who they aren't. But you know, I've talked to a number of players that talked about, you know, just wanting to almost have a little bit more fun out there. Maybe it's, even if it's just kind of recognizing it's still a game. And, you know, so we'll see if anyone plays with a little bit more emotion, you know, other than just the emotion of playing with hurt over the, you know, the loss of a teammate.
Joe, one player who's been in the middle of all this is Martin Prado, obviously a team leader for the Marlins and one of the veterans on a really young team. And in the middle of all this, it comes out that he agreed on an extension with the Marlins that is, I think, key for this team going forward. But he's been such a leader in this situation and through it all. How important is it for the Marlins to keep Martin Prado on for the next 3 years?
Yeah, that kind of was in the works for several weeks, and it had been going back and forth, and I think it's something that they haven't officially announced yet, and that may come, you know, either before we leave Washington, or maybe they want to wait till we get back to Miami next week and make an official announcement. But Prado was basically their top offseason priority. Now, obviously, they're going to be looking for, you know, a high-end pitcher. I don't know if you'd say, yeah, clearly they're looking for an ace, but who says they're going into the offseason looking for an ace? You got to look for as much high-end pitching as you can get. So, but yeah, and in terms of Prado, he's kind of been the glue to this pretty much since they acquired him from New York. Now, last year when they got him, you know, he was still getting his feet wet here in Miami and wasn't even sure of his future past, you know, the first year. There were rumors he could have been traded at the deadline in 15. So at the second half of last year, his leadership really took to the forefront. And Prado, to a player, is as important as anybody this organization's had in a long time. So getting, you know, retaining him was a high priority. And then it also was kind of a signal as well that they intend to keep a majority of this core together and try to add as much as possible. They may have to subtract some players. You know, all teams are going to be doing, you know, some sort of moving in the offseason. But it seems that they want this team to kind of, at least the core, to grow together and keep growing and see how much they can add.
All right, Joe, thanks for taking a few minutes for us. And your coverage on MLB.com through this tragic week has been tremendous as well, giving people kind of insight into what this team is going through. So thanks for that. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Marlins edition. For Joe Fusaro, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.